Welcome to The Sunday Soother, a podcast, newsletter, and community about authentic living and compassionate personal development. I'm your host, Catherine Andrews, a life coach, online teacher, and writer focused on self-reflection, mindfulness, and how to create meaning in our everyday lives in practical ways. Join me weekly for conversations about personal growth, spirituality, self-discovery, and self-care, and how we can navigate this messy world with hope and humanity. Hey, everybody, it's Catherine, and welcome back to the Sunday Soother podcast. Man, I've been having some tech issues lately. And so first, I wanted to apologize if you had been really looking forward to episode 198 on how to change energetically before you changed physically. That file just got ate. Like I actually tried to record it using kind of a new setup. My boyfriend AJ does some podcasting and he had a new mic and you can plug it into your phone. And I used the mic on my phone because my computer was broken. So I've been dealing with some tech stuff, like I said. And I think what happened is something about that setup caught it on a glitch somehow. Maybe I yanked out the phone unknowingly partway through the cord. I don't really know what happened, but what happened was like the podcast was like fine for 15 minutes or something. And then it got looped. Those of you who heard it and downloaded it may have heard this. It got looped on a phrase of me saying, you're just going to have to pay more money. You're just going to have to pay more money. You're just going to have to pay more money. And it was me talking about how I'm trying to change energetically in regards to less scarcity, especially around owning a home and an old home at that, that requires some maintenance and upkeep. I hope to re-record that at some point in the future, but honestly, I was just so like disappointed and frustrated by all the tech issues I was having and by the audio glitch for the podcast that I was just like, gave myself a week off the podcast just to be grumpy about it all. But I'm back. I got a new computer. And I'm here today to tell you about everything you need to know about the Sunday Soother membership, because that will be launching very soon. So I am recording this on Monday, March 13th. And by the way, this is like, you know, a day or so after daylight savings time in the United States, which can go to hell because it has ruined my energy levels. And it does this every year. For like a week, I'm like groggy and tired and grumpy. So if you're there because of daylight savings, I'm there too. I'm basically like a big toddler trying to keep to my routines and everything, but it does make it difficult. But I'm recording this on the 13th. You'll hear this this Sunday. And in just a couple of days, the Sunday Soother membership will be live and open for pre-enrollment for a founding member sale from March 21st until March 31st. And we're going to get started in April. That's when all the content started. So I realized, you know, I've been teasing it a lot on the podcast. By teasing, I just mean kind of promoting. And here's the link for the waitlist and everything. But I wanted to make it like really explicit how this membership works. So you can decide if it's right for you, if there's one tier that's right for you, or if it's not for you, or maybe you want to wait a few months and see before you sign up, and that's all perfectly fine. So in today's podcast, I'm just going to be doing kind of a rundown of my thinking behind the membership, the exact details of everything that is involved in the membership. I'm going to be diving into some of the content that we'll be offering at one of the higher levels of the membership, or the highest level rather, and just like give you very explicit details on how to sign up if you want the deals, all the good stuff, what it costs, literally everything. So yeah, let's just dive on in. So in case you hadn't heard, I am launching a Sunday Soother membership and it opens on March 21st. And this is a membership program I intend to be a gathering and teaching place for the personal, creative, spiritual, and entrepreneurial growth of the highly sensitive person. I know you are all incredibly thoughtful people. I know you're interested in self-help and personal growth. You are either spiritual or spiritually curious, or if not that, you're a thoughtful, introspective person who's interested in connecting more with their higher selves and their intuition. And I also know that many of you don't have a place in your life where you can kind of talk about this stuff, where you can talk about tarot or self-help books or mindset work, or the things you're wanting to do to improve things like your money mindset or regulate your nervous system. So the Sunday Soother membership for me is what I intend that to be, like a gathering and community place for people who either identify as highly sensitive, or maybe they don't identify as highly sensitive, but generally think of themselves as thoughtful, introspective people who want to grow creatively, personally, entrepreneurially, spiritually, whatever that looks like for you. And So this is how the membership is going to work. There are going to be three tiers, and the higher tiers encompass the tier below it. So the very first tier is tier one. I kind of tried to give them cutesy names, and I don't know if they're actually going to stick. So I called tier one the self-soother, and this is $11 a month. But you will also have a founding members rate of, if you sign up for an annual package between March 21st and 31st, of $99 annually, which is a pretty good deal. So the first tier at $11 a month gets you weekly, or thereabouts weekly, I'm probably thinking between three and four every month, weekly tarot and intention setting circles. So these will be about an hour, and they're going to be Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Again, every once in a while, those might change just depending on my schedule, like if I'm traveling on a Sunday or something, or if it's like Mother's Day or Memorial Day or something. Actually, I do think one of them is on Mother's Day, my bad. But some of them, whatever, that's like details that you guys don't really need to know about. But just know that the schedule is generally going to be Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern. And we're going to get on for an hour on a Zoom. And I'm going to do an energy and tarot reading for the week ahead. I might talk about some astrological stuff, but primarily I will be doing card pulls for the group. So I'll pull 3 to 5 cards on the theme for the week ahead, on the energy of the week ahead. And then after that, I'll have space to do brief tarot readings for, I don't know, 2 to 4 people, probably anybody who wants to volunteer. They can share a little bit of what's going on in their life. I'll do a very brief 1 or 2 card tarot reading. And we can all learn from that person's share and what's going on with them and what the cards have to say to them too. And then we're going to set about 10 or 15 minutes aside for journaling, for intention setting for the week ahead. So that should be like a really lovely, I mean, it's like Sunday mornings. It's like, you know, not church, but it's a way to set up your week and touch in spiritually and see what the energy of the week ahead might be like and prepare for that in community, right? So that's tier one. Tier two is the soother circle tier, and this is $22 a month. So that gets you the tarot readings every Sunday, as well as a monthly new moon journal circle. So for anybody who hasn't been to one of my new moon journal circles, they're usually 60 to 90 minutes or so. And we're working on a visualization, some journal prompts, some community sharing, some tarot. So it's a great way to check in on the new moon of every month, on or about the new moon, again, depending on schedule. And just like set your intentions for the month and the months ahead. I think new moons are really powerful for manifesting, and there's a way I hope to teach you all where we are going to kind of look ahead in a particular way and particular themes of what we're hoping to have come to fruition in the next few months. So that's the tier two, $22 a month. And annually, if you signed up for the founding members rate, that will be $222 a month. And then there is tier three, Soother Star. This is $44 a month. And you get the tarot, weekly tarot readings, the monthly new moon journal circle. And you get a live masterclass that's recorded for replay, of course, with me on a particular topic relevant to highly sensitive people and my audience. So like I said, this is $44 a month, or for the founding members rate, it will be $444 a month. And this tier also has a special private channel for this level where throughout the month we can chat and ask questions of each other, share insights, etc. Though I forgot to mention, all tiers include lifetime access to the Sunday Soother Slack. So let's say you decide you don't want to sign, you want to sign up for 1 month of the tarot thing at $11, the tarot thing, tier one. But you're testing it out and you're there for a month and you're like, this is cool, but it's not for me. But you join the Slack in that month. You get to stay in the Slack. Like, even if you never sign back up for the membership or any of my other programs, you'll always have access to the Sunday Soother Slack, which is now about, I don't know, over 250 people, a really sweet and gentle corner of the internet. It's not an overwhelming Slack where it's like 1700 messages a day or anything. It's like, you know, a couple thoughtful messages a day from me or other people asking for advice or sharing insights or wins. And it's a really sweet, like, you know, tender corner of the internet where people share and whatever. So if you're looking to connect with more people like you, the Sunday Soother Slack is great to do that. And it's included in all levels of the membership. However, tier three does have a private channel that takes place on Kajabi, which is my e-learning platform. And in that private channel for tier three, we'll have a spot to discuss the master classes. This is where you can ask me for coaching, in text form, kind of, as far as I can tell, like the feature that's offered on this section of Kajabi is a little bit like Facebook. It has like a news feed. And so you can post thoughts or post questions and tag me, and we can do some more sharing and question asking in there. So it's a way to keep the conversation going around the masterclasses. And of course, lifetime replay for these. So the new moon journal circle and the masterclasses, you'll all have lifetime replay as long as you're subscribed to the membership. The tarot readings every Sunday, those will be live for 48 hours. Like, you'll be able to watch a replay for 48 hours, but you won't have lifetime access replay, because weekly it kind of gets a lot to like upload the Zoom and store the Zoom and everything like that. Okay. So tier one, tier two, tier three, $11 or $99 annually between March 21st and March 31st. Tier two, $22 monthly or $222 annually. If you do the founding members deal, March 21st to March 31st. And tier three, all of this and a master class with a private channel at $444 a month, or if you decide not to do the founding members deal, $44 a month going forward. And we start in April. Things are going to get started on April 9th. And I would have started them the very first week of April, but I'm actually traveling that weekend. So I gave myself grace of having a week time to get back from travels. I figured that wouldn't be a very... nobody would really be interested in me trying to do a tarot circle from a busy airport. So in tier three, this is where we're having these monthly masterclasses. And I base these masterclasses off of what I know of my audience, but also on the feedback, the survey that many of you took. And thank you for your input there. And so I've made a content plan for the rest of 2023, though I will put the caveat that this is subject to change. And for anybody who's listening who's taken Soothe, a couple of these will be a little bit similar to a couple of months in Soothe, but different. I'm updating and adding some new flavors to them, but just because I know I have Soothe Masterminders listening, Nervous System Education is the first month in April, and that may be relatively similar to what you've already learned in Soothe. The October shadow work will be pretty similar to what you did shadow work in Soothe, but everything else is new, including the inner child healing. I'm doing a new way of inner child healing. Anyways, that's just an aside for my past Soothe masterminders listening, because I know you might be curious about that. Is it going to be super redundant? And the question is, it will be like 10% redundant, but the rest is new content. Okay, so here we go. So April, our first month together, there's going to be a masterclass on nervous system education for HSPs, one of the most important things that highly sensitive people can learn about that we were never taught about. So I'm going to be teaching you the basics of your nervous system, the states of your nervous system, how to identify which states you are in, and then how to regulate, co-regulate, ground yourself in your nervous system so you can get out of what many, you know, many of us have been in chronic fight, flight, or freeze for decades, in many cases, years at least for most of us. And so that'll be really lovely to do. In May, we're going to do money. So this is like a topic close to my heart, and I probably am going to create a presentation that will be super triggering to people because I encounter and play with money in a different way than, so it's not going to be like me teaching you a budget. This is going to be like the energetics of money and how to expand your ability to spend, receive, all that sort of good stuff. And so it's going to be kind of like my money lessons that I've learned. I mean, I'm not a millionaire, so I've got lots of money to learn and money lessons to learn. And not that my goal in life is to be a millionaire anyway, but it's to have enough money that I can do anything I want, whether it's travel or purchase anything I want. Upkeep the house, you know, donate locally, help out family members, right? And everybody's number is different. And I don't think, I'm not like somebody who's like, I'm going to be a fucking millionaire. And that's like my huge goal. But I want to make a good amount of money. And I'm pretty open about that. And engaging with money is one of the things that I see highly sensitive people like are just really fearful around and really restricted around. And I want to kind of help change that for you. Because more good people having good money, it's a good thing for the world. In June, we're going to do inner child healing. And so my Soothe Masterminders will know I've taken them through a month of inner child healing. That was pretty heavy in a lot of ways. This June version of Inner Child Healing is going to be light and fun and playful. We're going to be connecting with a particular age, and maybe that's in your, maybe you're 7, maybe you're 17. It's going to be kind of generally under 22. And we're going to be having like kind of a summer camp with our inner children. And, you know, because we forget, and I forget this a lot too, because I can be a very serious and hardworking person, but there is so much healing and growth in joy and play. And so that's my goal with June's Inner Child Healing Month. In July, we're going to dive into journaling, and I'm going to offer a challenge in tier 3 around journaling. The details of the journaling workshop and masterclass still a little fuzzy, but should be good. You know, journaling is like one of my mainstays. In August, I should be in Indiana, as I usually am for the month, which is a very magical, vortexy, special spiritual place to me. So I thought, what better month than to talk about manifestation for highly sensitive people and empaths? So this is a more spiritual topic. And if manifestation doesn't vibe with you, it will be practical and grounded. So there are going to be steps that can still be useful to you. You can just think of it as intentional goal setting. My take on manifestation is not like you sit on your couch and imagine a Ferrari and a Ferrari shows up the next day. It's not really about material things necessarily, though it can be. It's about co-creating with the universe to fulfill your soul's purpose. So we'll be doing a hot take on manifestation in August. September, we're going to go back to school for EFT school. So I'm going to be teaching emotional freedom technique, and we're going to be doing a 21-day EFT tapping challenge. EFT has been a huge transformational tool for me. More highly sensitives need to know it, absolutely. So I'll be guiding you through an entire month of EFT. October, as we get to like the darker side of the year, at least in my hemisphere, we will be talking about shadow work. So we'll be diving deep into the repressed parts of ourselves, the parts of ourselves that were shamed by others or that we've shamed in us, and we'll be bringing them forward and integrating them into the light so we can operate more from our wholeness and authenticity. November, this is when shit starts to get crazy in the year, right? Especially like in America, and in the West generally, you have all the fucking holidays. You have to see all the fucking family members. You have to worry about fucking shopping end of year. And this is when we can be traveling more and being around people who can trigger us. So in November, we're going to focus on energetic protection for the holidays. I'm going to teach you all of my energy techniques, how to manage my energy, how to protect your energy, how to clear your energy. So that should be a really good one. And then December, reflection and casting the vision for the year ahead. So we're going to, you know, have prompts. We're going to have an entire workbook and masterclass around being like, what was 2023 for us? And then how can we cast the vision for 2024? And then there will be, since this is an annual membership, there will be classes for January, February, March, and I think April, maybe, of 2024 too. I just haven't decided what those are going to be. So, so if you're intrigued by this and want to know more, get on the waitlist for the Sunday Soother, because that is the only place, the waitlist for the Sunday Soother membership, which is thesundaysoother.com/membership. And that is the only place where the founding members deals are going to be offered. So you want to be on that waitlist. I'm going to send you a bunch of emails. There will be a blast of marketing for about 10 days where I'm emailing you one or two times a day about different aspects of the membership. And, you know, it'll be a sale, right? Like that's kind of what this is, but I'm also hoping to convey to you the value of what I think this membership will be and give you as much information as possible. And so that will be happening starting March 21st. And this all kicks off with a free new moon journal circle on Tuesday, March 21st at I think 8 p.m. And I'll put the link for that in the show notes too. You have to register for that. Because I want to give you a taste of like this kind of work and community. I think absolutely my community wants community. This is you're a group of folks who like to learn, and maybe you're introverted, and so you don't need to be around people all the time, but you are wanting to connect with other like-minded people. You're wanting to be in space held by me and attended by other people who are like-minded, like-hearted too. You want to learn from other people's perspectives, and you want to have that sense of community and friendship around this kind of work, which can be very hard to find, right? Many of us are doing this kind of work on our own. We're feeling maybe a little silly or vulnerable about it. And this is the place where we can do it. This is the place where we come together as highly sensitive people, thoughtful people, introspective people who want to grow, who want to become more abundant, who are interested in becoming maybe a little bit more spiritual or intentional in their lives and want to do that, you know, not in an ad hoc way, which is kind of what my growth looked like, which was just like, pick up this book here, take this course here. but doing it like in a dedicated way, you know, kind of deciding to go to school for a year to learn about these things. And so at whatever level you're interested in, I encourage you to sign up for the wait list. And I'm going to answer a couple of FAQs that I've gotten. The membership does not include access to my courses. Maybe a future version will at a higher price point, but anybody who's taken those courses has paid almost $1,000 for them. And I think the value in them is much greater than the price of the membership. So those courses, however, are still available and you can purchase them at a self-paced rate on my website at katherinedandrews.com/services. And going through March 31st is $100 off most of the courses if you use the code SOOTHER100. If you want to sign up for like tier one at $99 annually, but halfway through you decide you actually want to be in the highest tier, you can do that, but you won't get the founding members rate. However, I will prorate refund you whatever is left on your tarot tier one cost, and then offer you a monthly disc. You can sign up monthly for like the tier of the higher tier. But the founding members rate, I just want to be like very clear. It goes from March 21st until the 31st. And there's no other option to sign up and get that rate at any other time. So what else? Everything takes place on Zoom when we're meeting live. The course material and replays will all be on Kajabi. Everybody gets access to the Sunday Soother Slack for a lifetime, which is lovely. And I think those are like the main questions I've gotten. Oh, I know also that some people, this is not going to work for your time zones. And I'm sorry about that. I know I have lots of, a fair amount of folks in Europe and Australia and parts of Asia too. I haven't heard from too many readers in South America or Africa, but I'm sure you're out there. But when I did the survey, like almost 90% of people were in East Coast Central Mountain or West Coast America time. And so it's really just a practicality to try to cater the membership towards those times. The tarot at 10 a.m. on Sundays is kind of my nod to people who are in Europe. And hopefully, you know, people on the East Coast, it's for a little bit early for America West Coast, 7 a.m. on a Sunday, but it's a great way to start your Sundays. So, but most of the classes probably will be taking place weekdays in the evening East Coast time. However, they will be available for lifetime replay. So, you know, there's that. And I'm going to try to here and there do some time zones like midday Sundays or midday Saturdays that could work for a bigger variety of time zones too. And the other thing is I will probably continue to create some courses throughout the year that are going to be separate from the membership. So something that's been brewing in my mind is a tarot camp over the summer. I've definitely taught plenty of like tarot 101. And I know that there are many of you who are interested in going a little bit deeper. And so I'm like, wouldn't it be fun to run like a tarot summer camp, like in July and August, like an 8-week tarot instructive course, you know? And those are going to be outside of the membership too. So I will continue to run courses and other things as they come to my sweet little creative brain. And I just want to be clear that the membership includes like what I've told you about here, but other offerings I have will probably be separately priced. And we're going to see what the year brings around that kind of stuff. But tarot camp sounds fun, doesn't it? So I think that's it. And like, this is just my thinking. I mean, part of why I wanted to do this is I'm just curious. I've thought about doing a membership for a while. Is my business really at the place where my audience is large enough to sustain a membership? I'm going to find out. I've told myself I will experiment with this for a year. We're going to go all in for a year together. If it's going great, then we'll do another year together. And if I find that it doesn't match my hopes or expectations, then I'm going to reevaluate and figure out how to go from there. You know, a strength I've always had in my business is being willing to experiment and iterate. And I'm doing that with this membership too. You know, It's hard to predict numbers. I don't necessarily have financial goals or number enrollment goals for this. It's more kind of like I'm going to put my best effort out there and see who's interested. I've heard from plenty of you saying that you're planning on signing up, which is really exciting to me, but I don't honestly know. It could be 10 people, it could be 100 people, it could be somewhere in between. And I'm excited for it regardless. Like, this is something I've been wanting to do for a long time. I have a, I have a lot of ideas of things I want to teach, and it was kind of getting chaotic doing like random separate workshops all the time. So I feel like this is going to be a nice way for me to create new content and a clip that entertains my brain and educates you all too, and to kind of house it in one area. So if your curiosity is piqued, make sure you're on the membership waitlist, as that is the only place the founding members deals will be advertised. And that is going to open on March 21st. Founding members deals will close March 31st at midnight. And of course, you can sign up afterwards. You'll just sign up at the monthly regular rate. That won't be as good of a deal as the founding members annual rate. So thank you for listening to my brain talk about the Sunday Soother membership. I hope it's of interest to you. I hope this is clarifying to you about if it makes sense for you to sign up or not. I am always available for questions. I'm on Instagram at Catherine Andrews. I always answer my DMs personally. You can also email me, Catherine@CatherineDAndrews.com. And please let me know if there's anything I can clarify for you. Otherwise, I will see you next week for what will be my 200th episode. And I am doing a reader Q&A for that episode. And you can ask me an anonymous question for that. It'll be in the show notes too. I'd love to hear from you if there's anything I can answer for you or give you insight on. And for now, I'm just going to send you lots of love for the week ahead. Have a good one, everybody. That's it for this week's Sunday Soother. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a moment, go on over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. That's how other people find this podcast and the message of hope and compassionate personal growth I'm hoping to spread to many more people just like you. You can find me on Instagram at Catherine Andrews and find out more about the Sunday Soother at thesundaysoother.com. You can also check out my services, courses, and coaching at CatherineDAndrews.com. Have a great day ahead.